from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, boy. Lead down to 2. Rough, rough road trip. And even rougher, you're going to listen to Jason Lloyd this morning. How you doing, Jason?
Wow.
It is great to have you on.
Jeez.
Who better to get pumped up about Cleveland sports than Jason Lloyd? Of
what's
the Athletic NBA. I couldn't wait to talk to you today. You got me hyped up before the show. It was just a cavalcade of big time hot take after hot take. I ran out of room on my paper to write them down, Jason, in our extensive prep work before the show. What's going on?
When we sat in silence for 12 minutes after I got here?
Well, it is a little different because Ken's not here. When Ken is here, there's a lot of bluster. There's a lot of... a lot of do this, do that, get me this, Mitch. But he's not here, so we just sat in silence. Was that okay, Mitch? Was that startling to you?
It did allow me to get some work done, which was helpful.
I mean, I could boss you around, Mitch. It'll make you feel better.
to make you feel like home? we did have Mitch chase down some big audio. Bill Simmons podcast, pretty big podcast. There's some conversation there about Kevin Stefanski and Deshaun Watson. It led to a theory that I've been sitting on when it comes to Watson and the type of pressure that sometimes we think he has, but then again, judging by reaction, I'm not so sure he has. But we got to start out with the Guardians. They lost again. In fact, they only mustered one hit. It was a really, really ugly end to this road trip. They won that first game against the Yankees, in which they scored 6 runs in a 12th inning in the opener. But then the last two, what did they combine for 5 total hits against Cortez? And then yesterday, Gerrit Cole. It was really, really bleak. So much so that even Stephen Vogt admitted, finally, he's always been saying, we've been playing great baseball. Not so much now from Skipper.
I think it was just a tough week. We had a tough road trip offensively. We ran into some good pitching and also didn't have great at-bats at the same time. And every team's going to go through a little stretch like this. And for us, it was a tough week. We got to regroup and get back to being ourselves, get back to having really good at-bats because we're a very good offensive team. We've shown that the whole year. And 1 week isn't going to define this offense. So time to move on, regroup. We got Texas tomorrow.
Jason Lloyd, 1 week. Does it define this offense? Because based on the reaction I am seeing from a bunch of Guardians fans, they are out on this offense. And all the goodwill, the buffer that they had built in the division and in the American League seems to have been wiped out for a lot of fans.
Oh, they're still going to the playoffs. Like, this is a playoff team. Obviously, you want to win the division. Obviously. But this is a playoff team. They're going to go to the playoffs, and they're going to have a chance in the playoffs because of their bullpen. Now, do you want him to hit better? Of course you want him to hit more. And when, like, Kwan, Jose, and Naylor have to carry this thing, and when all three of them slump at the same time, they're going to have a really hard time scoring runs. And that's where they're at right now. You know, the thing with Stephen Vogt that is interesting, obviously they played really, really well at the start of the year. April, May, June, they got off to a fantastic start. Now he's got to manage. You know, he's a first-year manager, and now it's been choppy for the last month and a half or so. Maybe even a little bit longer than that. And he's going through it for the first time. And the one thing about Tito's teams was they were usually always playing their best baseball toward the end of the season, which is what you want. Well, they've got 6 weeks to figure that out, 5-6 weeks to figure that out and get back to that point and see if they can. But with this bullpen as good as it is, postseason baseball is different than regular season baseball. And if you've got relievers who can get outs, you're always going to give yourself a chance. So I'm not, I mean, they're a game out of the best record in baseball. They are a game
out
of the American League.
In the American League, yes. They've been there the entire time.
So every team in the American League right now has issues or has holes. The Yankees lineup isn't great. It's Soto and Judge and seven other dudes. Like, every team has issues. Gerrit Cole was fine yesterday, and he's been better. He's not the same Gerrit Cole. So every team in the league can get got. I absolutely think the Guardians could still win a World Series because of the bullpen.
Boy, I have been in conversation with a lot of fans about that, and I asked a week ago, why are the Guardians fans just not that confident? In fact, normally when I think, what do we run the numbers? The Guardians were, this is the latest in the season that they had a Cleveland team had the best record in their sport. Now, this was last week, but it was the latest since the Cavs during LeBron.
Yeah.
Right? This is so rare. And you remember how we felt about those teams. And you remember how we feel anytime the Browns are above 500, how fans in this town feel about team and how they have a chance to do. I'm not feeling that with fans right now with this Guardians team.
Well, it is hard to watch sometimes. Like, the lineup is rough. It's rough. And I wish that they would have done more at the deadline. I get pitching. I get the prices and why maybe it was hard to do that. The one guy I really wanted before the deadline was Paul DeJong. Like, I thought you could drop him right into shortstop. He's going to give you better production than Rocchio. And not only do they not get him, he goes to Kansas City, and he's played well for them over since the deadline over the last couple of weeks. So you can look at that and say, I wish they would have done more with the lineup, and it's hard to watch. Like I said, when Kwan, Jose, and Naylor are all struggling at the same time, this team's going to have a really hard time scoring runs, and that's where they're at right now.
You nervous more about the hitting or the pitching?
The hitting.
I should say starting pitching.
Right. And like, the Gavin Williams thing is, like, sirens are going off right now for me, because the fact that he started the season as late as he did, you would hope that he'd be fresh, that he would have time to sort of catch his rhythm. But it's just, I mean, he's been terrible in August. He's got an ERA over 7 in August. And the one thing you can't do in the playoffs is give up, like, 3-run home runs, because that's what's going to kill you. And obviously he did that against Milwaukee. I think gave up a home run yesterday. Yeah, gave up the home run yesterday. So it's the home runs, because in the playoffs, if you get 5 innings out of your starter, like, you take that and run. And I mean, in the regular season now, that's basically all you're getting out of these guys. But it has become such a bullpen game. If they can get to the 5th inning with the lead, they've got enough arms to close it out.
That's when you feel good about it.
Yeah. So really, really, like, the bullpen is the best reason that you can point to and say, this team, for all the flaws that they have, and they got flaws, they're still going to have a chance in October because of how good the bullpen is. They just have to score 2 or 3 runs and get to the bullpen. 4 runs and get to the bullpen.
All right, so still some optimism there. 216-474-0092. We also are getting, do we have a name yet for the app, the microphone function on the app, where anybody out there, anytime they pull up their Odyssey app, they can literally leave kind of like a voicemail, and it gets sent right to us, and then we've got at least 7 people.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
People at all times, checking every single one of these and deciding which ones are fit for air.
I've never felt like seven people before in my life, but we'll go.
I mean,
with
there's
that
only
number.
Four in here.
Mitch isn't
total.
Doing anything. It's all you.
Oh, Mitch is doing. Mitch does plenty.
So this is.
Let's not put another thing on Mitch.
Okay. Well, I didn't know. I know because we
Mitch
have,
is a hardworking boy.
We have Keith on these. We've got the boss. We've got management folks all making sure that we get the best content on here. But anybody, if they want to leave a message.
Yeah, all you got to do, download the Odyssey app, go to 92.3 The Fan. There's a little microphone. Click on it. You get to talk.
It's never been easier. All right, this is Zach Meisel yesterday on X.
I know him.
Yeah, on X. He says on the 1-5 road trip, the Guardians had 57 innings at bat. The offensive breakdown is this. 5 innings with 1 run, 1 inning with 3 runs, 1 inning with 6 runs, 50 innings with 0 runs. 50 innings.
Yeah, it's bad.
On that road trip out of 57. So lineup-wise, I mean, it's kind of been a running theme with the exception of the first 2 months of the year. And I have the numbers of the last 65 games of all the teams in Major League Baseball, not to bore you, but it speaks to what you're talking about. This thing's wide open. This thing is wide open. I know the Astros have now, you know, been a different team, and you're wondering if they're going to be the Astros of really the last 6-plus years, you know, come postseason. But, you know, the Yankees, the Guardians have a better record in the last 65 than the Yankees. They're 31-34. Meanwhile, you're 33-32.
Yeah.
Are you guys scared about any of this yet?
Scared? What do you mean?
Of them losing.
Like missing the playoffs?
Yeah.
No.
I think they're still going to make the playoffs.
Well, I only get there because, like you just said, I've been checking this app. So the great thing about it is, in real time, you can weigh in, give your opinions, and we can get them in on this show. So yesterday, during the game, we had a few submissions. This one stuck out to me, though. I want to play it.
Hey, so it's your boy, Poe. I'm watching this Gardo's game, and Kwan led off the game with the hit, and we have not had a hit since. I'm not sure if it's time to get a little scared or not, but things aren't looking very good. Go Gardos.
They've been so much fun throughout the early part of the year. Are you still having fun, Jason Lloyd?
No, it's not fun watching a team struggle to put the ball in play. No, that's not fun. It's August 20th. It's my anniversary.
How many?
16.
16, as Les Levine would say. Consecutively?
Consecutively.
Congratulations on all your success.
Together for 20. Married for 16.
I just met my wife. Had 2 kids. Bought a house.
How's that going for you?
It's not going well. See you after the show.
Sarah. I just lost all train of thought. What were we talking about? Oh, is it fun to watch it right now? No.
Do you think it'll be fun again this year?
And that's kind of where I start with. Like, Terry figured out April and May are fun. August, September, and October are a whole lot more meaningful. And that's where Steven Vogt's got to manage a little bit now. And he's got to kind of navigate choppy waters. And he's going through it for the first time. But they've got to get back. That's like the thing that concerns you, obviously, is they're not playing their best baseball. But, you know, the beauty of baseball is we're 5 weeks from games that really, you know, the important postseason games again. So they got plenty of time to turn this around. They got 2 series coming up with the Royals back to back. Not like one in between, like 6 games with the Royals over the next, 3 weeks? Something like that. So they go out and play well in those games. Like, I was really concerned when, so the Twins sweep the doubleheader and it's down to 1.5 and you're like, uh-oh, here you go. And then they pulled it right back together. Steven gets thrown out of the game. They win the next 2 games that series. They build a little bit of lead back up. And they win, I think, 4 in a row or 5 in a row. And they start to get a little bit of a cushion. This is how it's been for the last month. But every time you think they're dead, they come right back. So, again, they're a game out from the best record in the American League. Like, it's okay.
Who's more important for them to turn this around offensively? Is it Kwan? Is it Ramirez? Is it Naylor? You brought up all 3 earlier. And, you know, we look at the bottom of the lineup, and nobody's scared of the bottom of your lineup.
Although, and that's not going to change.
There's a lot of teams where that's the case, but especially this team, especially when you look at the record. Like, I saw Yankees fans yesterday on social media going, how do the Guardians have this many wins?
Yeah, I know.
Like, they obviously were not blown away by what they saw in those games, and they probably like their chances in a playoff series against, I think, one of those Twitter accounts I think I was following was Mitch Spinell, who is a a halftime Yankee fan.
You know what's funny about the lineup is all like the first 3-4 months when they were playing really well. If you looked at the advanced metrics, and I talked to Zach about this a couple times, and I talked about this on other places, that like the numbers don't match with what you're seeing, because if you look at like exit velo, launch angle, all this stuff, they weren't much different than last year. And it's like, well, how are they doing this? And the only thing that I could find, the only number that was different was pull percentage. And that's what the Rays do. Like the Tampa Bay Rays just tell everyone, just pull it down the line. Hit as hard as you can, hit it down the line. And they've developed some pretty decent power hitters doing it that way. And there was a time, I haven't looked at the numbers lately, there was a time where the Guardians' pull percentage was way higher than what it was last year. But everything else was like relatively close to the numbers of last year. And it's like, well, how are they doing this? Well, the play on the field over the last 6-7 weeks has regressed to what the numbers indicated of exit velo, launch angle, and all that stuff. When, like, who's the most important? I still think this team goes as Hosey goes. It's always going to be Jose Ramirez for me. But all three of them are vitally important. And obviously, they're all at the top of the lineup. If you can get anything at all at the bottom of the lineup, like, Stephen Kwan is like 30 RBIs because there's nobody ever on base when he comes up.
Well, and for so long, with the amount of platoons that this team has, a good team should never have as many platoons as this team had for so long. And seeing the carousel of guys at the bottom of that lineup, they found a way. Like they found a way. They scratched and clawed, and then they had guys hitting home runs. Then Noel comes in, and he's been a marvel when it comes to power.
He's been a marvel at chasing pitches 6 feet off the plate, too.
Which is going to be part of that experience, unfortunately. I mean, you want to compare bat-at-bats. I mean, let's talk about Josh Naylor. I mean, the amount of bat-at-bats that dude has had for a long time now.
It was funny. I just looked up Kwan just to make sure. He has 36 RBIs, and 13 of them are hitting himself in on home runs. Your leadoff batter has 23 RBIs this year, and it's not because he's bad. It's because nobody's – the bottom of the lineup, nobody's ever on base.
Those are National League numbers from
– 1985.
Right. Yeah, you're not typically used to that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.